Some of you have heard this story before. I was 20 years old. I was up in southeast Alaska, just north of Sitka, Alaska, with a group of, well, we were all about in our 20s or in college. And we got up there for the summer months to plant trees and to build houses for the Forest Service, for the Tongass National Forest Service up there. And one day we were flown in by helicopter into this valley outside of Sitka, a very narrow valley where we planted trees all day. And when we took a lunch break, I still had some energy in me, and I thought, man, if I just climb up this valley, I'll get the greatest photograph you can imagine. If I can just climb up this valley. So while everybody else is eating, I took my camera and started to go up this. The valley was kind of like a champagne flute, a fluted glass. So in the beginning, it wasn't so bad, like, you know, kind of climbing up a slide on a playground. But then I kind of got up a little higher and higher and higher. And the steeper I went, the more difficult it got. And then I got to a tight spot. You know, that spot where you can't go up and you can't go down. You've climbed into a spot where you probably never should have got, but there you are. It's that dangerous spot. It's that foolish spot. You know, when you're in college, you think you're immortal. You can do anything. So I thought I was somewhat immortal. I just got up to that spot and everything would be beautiful. And that's about when I dropped my camera off the edge and let it crash down below. I just couldn't hang on any longer. Couldn't go back. Couldn't go forward. I could hear my trail crew calling out to me, Ken, where are you? I couldn't even call back. I was so terrified. And at that moment, at that very moment where I felt like I would fall backwards into empty space, instead I fell forward against the wet rock and I regained my balance. And at that point, some crew members came up to the top of that fluted valley and kind of carefully got me down to safety. You know, call it luck. Call it why I'm standing here today. Call it a close call. Call it, you know, finding your equilibrium at the right time. Call it God's invisible hand kind of pushing me up against that wet rock. Call it whatever you like. Still, looking back, I will always remember that I learned a valuable lesson, a spiritual truth up there on that high rock. And it's this: when you're in trouble, when you're in a tight spot, when you've climbed to that spot where you shouldn't be, or no one should be, and you've passed the point of no return, and you can't go backwards, it's always wise to try to fall forward. Try to fall forward. Give it your best shot. Lean into it. I'll let you know, this is when the person fainted in the congregation, right there. I did preach this sermon at Zion Baptist Church a few weeks ago. No one fainted at this point. They also survived, so we'll just keep going. The point is, when you have those doubts about going forward, when those insecurities rise up in your throat, that's where they come for me, it's always wise to try to move forward. Fall forward. Indeed, the heroes and heroines of Hebrews 11, the end of chapter 11, knew this to be true. When Moses was leading the Israelites across the dry land, across the Red Sea, and Pharaoh's army was in hot pursuit, there was no turning back. There was no going back to Egypt. They had to fall forward. When God commanded Joshua and the Israelites to march around the walls of Jericho, there was no retracing their steps. There was no going counterclockwise. They had to fall forward in faith. When the woman Rahab brought into her home these Hebrew spies, and when the officials found out, she let them out their back window. She assisted in their escape. There was no turning back. She was willing to put her life at risk. There was no backing out. She had to fall forward. Just go back and look at all the Old Testament stories and those heroes, Gideon and Samson and Samuel and David, and I think you'll see a pattern emerge. When God calls individuals to lead the people of God into unknown territory, into dangerous territory, the only choice you really have is to keep pressing forward. That's what people of faith do. That's what leaders of faith communities do. That's what this annual meeting is about. After church, I hope you'll stay. It's about a group of people who are not perfect, trying to move forward, trying to fall forward and be faithful. They make mistakes, they take risks, they take one step forward, two steps back. They are the church. The church works its way into a tight spot, but there is no throwing in the towel. We just keep pushing into it. We don't allow discouragement to drain our spirits. We fall forward. I like this quote by Nelson Mandela. He writes this: "I am not a saint unless you think of a saint as a sinner who just keeps trying." That's my definition of a saint. Not perfect people, not sinless people, but people who just keep trying, attempting to be faithful, who just keep moving forward. That's what these heroes and heroines were in the past. They were mocked and they were flogged and they were imprisoned. They were sawn in two. And why? Because they just hung to their convictions and they kept trusting God. They wandered through deserts. They hid in caves. They called their leaders to account for their actions. And they did all this because they wanted to move forward and believe in a God who loved them. They couldn't predict how things would work out. They couldn't see into the future. They didn't know if what they did today would make any difference tomorrow. And yet, with God beside them and behind them and before them, they went forward. Reflecting on the trials that we all face and the setbacks, I ran across a commencement speech that was given by Denzel Washington in 2011 at the University of Pennsylvania. This is what he said to students graduating from UPenn. Fall forward? Here's what I mean. Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball, but you don't hear about the strikeouts. People only remember the home runs. Fall forward. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. Did you know that? I didn't. Because at 1,001 was the light bulb. Fall forward. Accept it. Embrace it. You will lose. You will make mistakes. You will embarrass yourself. So, members of the class of 2011, this is your mission. When you leave the friendly confines of Philadelphia, never be discouraged. Never hold back. Give it everything you've got. And when you fall, remember this: fall forward. I want to add a caution to what Denzel Washington is saying here, and even a caution to interpreting the end of chapter 11 of Hebrews, and that caution is this. It almost sounds like that saints are people who band together, and they try their best, and they fail, and they try, and they stumble, and then finally, they succeed in life, and they have a good standard of living. As if to say, you know, if I just try and I'm faithful and so forth, I'll get the job I always wanted and I'll be successful and happy. And somehow if I just, you know, stumble and fall, somehow I'll get myself in the Hall of Fame or I'll invent the next light bulb. And I want to be cautious here because I think the underlying sense here in Hebrews 11 is that faith is not aspirational. We don't do this thing just to get ahead in life. We do this thing called faith because we believe in a God who loves us and walks with us before, behind, and beside. For me, I can't imagine my life without God. My life is wrapped up in God. My faith is a part of me. It's woven into my identity. And I'm no saint. Unless you define a saint like what Nelson Mandela says here, that it's a sinner that just keeps trying every day, keep trying. Listen to the definition of faith in Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. That's it. That is our reward. That's what we get. We get God's presence mixed in our lives along with hope for tomorrow. Along the way, I have met a lot of saints in this job. I've been a pastor for over 30 years now. I've seen a lot of saints. In one church, I remember we had a homeless program just like Pachem, like we have here. And one of those Pachem volunteers came to the church and offered the homeless men there a shampoo and a haircut. Can you imagine? I watched this woman bring all her tools of the trade. She was a beautician, and she brought her tools of the trade. She brought shampoo and haircuts, and she set it up in the middle of the social hall and invited people to come forward, the homeless residents and clients to come forward and get their hair cut. She ran her fingers through their hair. It just made you weep. She was a saint. In the mid-80s, I worked with a group of gay men in their late 30s and 40s who were all living and dying with the HIV virus, all infected with AIDS. Randy, Chet, Gary, and Jeremy. And these four men came to my Presbyterian church, and they wanted to educate the pastor, so they took me to their friends' funerals, who also died of AIDS. They took me to hospital beds. They took me to a community that was dying and suffering with the disease and told me that, you know, they wanted God's love for their friends. Gary, Chet, Randy, and Jeremy taught me about unconditional love. They taught me about grace. They taught me about forgiveness. They were saints. From what I've seen and where I stand, we are surrounded by saints. From the woman who washed the homeless with her fingers, washed their hair and cut their hair, to Randy and Chet and Gary and Jeremy, who taught me about unconditional love. Saints are in this room. They're across the way. They're sitting next to you. They're family and friends. They're pastors and elders. They're people we admire. They're people who have paved the way for us to understand, to hold on to this faith, and to keep moving forward. And so, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race set before us. But if you get in trouble, you get into a tight spot, remember this: always try to
fall forward.
Always try.